This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
More North Carolina National Guard soldiers, and we now have 488 on duty with additional high water rescue vehicles.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. You just heard the governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, talking about the situation there. Boy, the Carolinas just having to flee and batten the hatches and the collision course with the Carolinas. When you look at that map, it was so scary and foreboding in the first place. So congratulations to the people of the Carolinas, honestly, for responding the way they did. They saw how homes were flattened in the Bahamas, and you started to see that they were getting lashed with fierce winds and heavy rain, and the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, all of you all know, as you watch it, it comes back and forth, etc., that you just don't mess around with this kind of stuff. And, you know, Cooper was adamant about that, and very smart thing, because it was pretty clear that you look at the waves, you look at what happened with, you know, Dorian elsewhere, like the Bahamas, where the death toll, as I mentioned, that's our measuring stick, keeps just getting higher and higher and higher. It's not a shock. The images, because we just saw the tip of the iceberg. So here I am starting the show talking about really what people are talking about in their backyards. I was in a green room today. So I was a TV guest on a show called Daytime, by the way. Look for that on Monday. It's syndicated. I'll tell you more about that at the beginning of the week. But they had me on to talk about my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. And everybody, the cameramen, the grips, etc., everybody was talking about Dorian and how Tampa really just missed that, and the western part of Florida, and only on the East Coast a little bit. But we were watching what was happening with the Bahamian government. They sent hundreds of police and Marines into the islands with doctors, nurses, healthcare workers. You got the U.S. Coast Guard, Britain's Royal Navy, relief organizations galore, the United Nations, the Red Cross, trying to get food, medicine to survivors, and most importantly, find the survivors and lift the people to safety by helicopter, because you have people that are lost, that have endured hours and days of this horror, and they need food and water and shelter, and of course, safety and security. And I'm telling you, I looked at the most recent photographs as I was sitting in that studio, and man, my heart sank. It really did. 80 people with injuries were evacuated from one of the islands. 5 or 6 from Grand Bahama Island. I mean, injuries are broken bones, head injuries, that kind of thing. But, you know, Cat 5, 185 miles an hour. That's the worst that they have seen. I mean, it looks like the apocalypse hit. Total devastation. You know, 13,000 homes, businesses, and they think it's going to be much higher than that. And I always say this as you listen to me on this show, that it's about human life, right? We care about the survivors. We care about surviving. Can you rebuild? Yes. Is it devastating? Absolutely. But there are possibilities when you still have life. When you don't have life, boy, that's a whole different thing. And, you know, you think of uninsured on the property side, though, uninsured, insured property losses, just absolutely crazy. I'm just going to give you one quick example before we move on right here at the top of the show. The U.S. Coast Guard assisting with these operations say they sent in multiple cutters and 17 shallow water rescue boat teams. You know, there was no messing around with this, and I'm not surprised, because they know that there are people who are trapped, and if you can just find one person, two people, whoever, and you can get them out, then there you go. When you spend all those hours working and praying that you're going to rescue someone and you're not going to recover more bodies. So my heart goes out to the people of Bahamas, and way to go, Carolinas, people evacuating, getting out of the way, seeing what's there, and good stuff for sure. Good stuff paying attention and moving out. How about this with the vaping? I have to follow up with the electronic cigarettes because we've been talking about it a lot on the show, frankly. Some of you call in, you like to vape, you don't understand what the big deal is, but it's what is in the material that you're smoking that you're getting. So now in Oregon, and we've got a great affiliate in Oregon, KPAM in Portland, a lot of you send me emails about this, yo, with the vaping, because a lot of people in Portland vape. I mean, like in other cities, lots of millennials, older people, I don't even want to tag a certain demographic. But what they're saying in Oregon is that a person who recently died of a severe respiratory illness had used an electronic cigarette that had marijuana oil from a legal dispensary. And the second death linked to vaping nationwide, it is, and the first tied to a vaping product was bought at a pot shop. Now, they're trying to determine what sickened the middle-aged adult, whether the product was contaminated or whether they may have added something to the liquid in the device, because people do that. And that could have been what it is. So we see, and I mentioned this the other day, Michigan is the first state to actually ban flavored electronic cigarettes because they see what's going on with teenagers. And this is a heavy discussion that's happening, and I'm for capitalism and free enterprise, but you know, it's been the Wild West and they haven't had these problems. Now we're seeing these problems crop up, and I think that you're going to have more of that war, if you will, against the people who say e-cigarettes, and we've had them on the show, doctors, etc., are great for people trying to wean themselves off of cigarette smoking, and I don't disagree with that. It just may be that people don't realize what some of the products are they're getting, or they're mixing it. It's like this was an eye-opener for me. You go to your pharmacist to get whatever prescription it is you're getting, but you take some other prescription, but you don't say, I take this other prescription, and that can be a deadly cocktail. Not because you're inhaling drugs and you're having a farm party, but because of the mixology of that. You know, it's something I didn't think of until maybe 6 years ago, and I don't take... Luckily, knock on wood, I'm healthy, and it's rare that I take anything. But talking to this pharmacist, I learned just what was happening to some people when they would come down with certain conditions because they never told. They just didn't think of it. Here's the other medicines I'm taking. And think about that. You get different flavors. You mix them together. You go into a legal dispensary, and you get what you were supposed to get. You mix that in, and I can see how that would be a nasty piece of business that could lead to just an awful result, which, yes, we have seen that. All right, I got to throw this in here because this is for the trifecta here at the top, talking about vaping, the horrible Dorian and what's going on there. And then U.S.-China talks are going to resume. They're going to talk in Washington in October. And let me tell you, as soon as the word came out about that, we are all at the craps tables, my friends, if we have anything in the stock market. Even if you have just a little bit because you are in a 401k, China said that they're going to fly representatives to D.C. to start more conversations with the U.S. and try to figure this thing out. They didn't quite say figure it out, but to have a high-level negotiating is what they said. And that's a big deal because, you know, this is the first sign that talks are getting back on track since the tariffs were raised last month and all of that nasty back and forth that really underscored what could potentially happen, and we saw the market tank. So immediately as that was, the news of that was coming out in the beginning of the day, the Dow surged 400 points with just in minutes of opening. It's all about that negative news that can rock the markets. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Edition of For Your Health. We're talking about something that's very serious, summer lung disease awareness. There's going to be some things, I think, that frankly will blow your mind that you had no idea about. In our virtual green room right now, Dr. Patrick Flume to talk about that. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, talk about what is the lung disease that so many of us don't know about. In fact, when I first got the call about doing an interview with you, I started to look this up, and in a way, it kind of freaked me out, to be honest, because I started thinking about some of my relatives and realizing we don't know anything about this. So let's tell the listeners.
Yeah, so first, be careful what you read on the internet, but what we're talking about is NTM lung disease, and NTM stands for non-tuberculous mycobacteria, so you can see why we abbreviate it. And these are infections that are caused by a bacteria that is normal in our environment. It lives in the soil and lives in the water supply, so we're all being exposed, although not everyone will develop an infection. And for many people, it may be mild, but for others, it can be serious and progressive and cause serious damage to the lungs.
So obviously, it's important for people to know about it. Why is it that so many of us don't know about it? I mean, it's important that you're doing this and obviously raising awareness. And as you said, be careful what you read on the internet, because then you don't really know what's going on. As somebody who is steeped in this, you do this for a living. Why is this something that hasn't been talked about enough, frankly?
Well, for one, it's a rare disease, but on the other hand, it's one that we're finding with increasing frequency. And although some people might worry that this is increasing in prevalence, meaning more people are actually getting infected, others, it may be because people are just aware of it, they're thinking about it, they're looking for it. And that's one of the challenges in this condition, is that because the symptoms mimic other lung conditions, many patients will go a long time before the proper diagnosis may be made.
Ooh, so what are some of the symptoms, and who is at most risk for NTM lung disease?
Since we're talking about lung infection, many patients will have respiratory symptoms like a persistent cough. I don't mean a cough just for a couple of weeks, but one that just doesn't seem to be going away. That cough is often productive of sputum or phlegm from the lungs. Other symptoms are more nonspecific and systemic, like low-grade fevers, night sweats, weight loss, and severe fatigue, almost like having the flu. Although all of us are exposed to these bacteria, there are patients who are much more vulnerable to infection like this. They typically have underlying lung disease, like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, like emphysema, bronchiectasis, cystic fibrosis, and even immune deficiencies.
Wow. We're speaking with Dr. Patrick Flum, pulmonologist and professor of medicine and pediatrics at the Medical University of South Carolina. And, you know, in talking about that and talking about who's at risk for it, how are people exposed to NTM bacteria, and how do you reduce that exposure?
Since these are environmental organisms, that means they live in the soil and in the water supply. In that sense, all of us are potentially exposed. There are some areas of the country where people believe there are a greater density of these bacteria because many of the patients we identify live in coastal regions.
Mm.
Some steps people have suggested to reduce exposure, if you're working with the soil, like gardening, you're trying to prevent it getting into dusty situations, so wetting the soil or even wearing a face mask to try to reduce aspiration. Since these bacteria in the water supply, avoiding things like hot tubs, some have suggested turning up the temperature in your water heater. And then these bacteria can be found in shower heads, and so some have suggested using shower heads with either wider nozzles so there's less of a mist, or even just shifting to taking baths as opposed to showers.
Wow, that's some great suggestions. When we look at that and we look at people and getting tested for it, so that's the question is, in moving this forward, how are people tested for NTM lung disease, and what happens if somebody tests positive? What do you do?
The first step is obviously considering it as a potential diagnosis. So if a patient has symptoms and you're wondering if they could have NTM lung disease, imaging is the best next step, and probably best with a CT scan of the chest, looking for features that would be suggestive of mycobacterial infection. But you still have to get the bug. So we got to get a culture either from their sputum, or in some cases, if people can't cough something up, actually doing a procedure in which we go down and try to find the bug. So in those who we identify the bug, that not everyone needs to be treated for the infection, and so we very carefully try to figure out in which patients the bug is clearly causing the problems or showing signs of progression. And so we treat the underlying condition that may have made them vulnerable to infection. We work on clearance of airway secretions. And if we do recommend antibiotics, generally it's multiple antibiotics over a long period of time.
Wow. So, and when you get into the antibiotics, are there specific kinds that you end up prescribing that seem to clear it up the best?
So there are recommendations. We have guidelines that have been published by the American Thoracic Society and the Infectious Disease Society of America that have made recommendations as what would be a proper approach to treatment. Mm-hmm. And so we would advise physicians to look at those as their resource to try and initiate therapy. Or when in doubt, refer to someone who sees a lot of these patients and has a lot of experience with them.
Yeah. So what are resources that are available for people who are interested in learning more, who are listening to this conversation about NTM lung disease, Doc?
I'm very cautious about the internet because there's a lot of who knows what out there. But there are some resources which are actually quite useful. And so if they want to go to the web, I would recommend going to aboutntm.com. It is a resource that provides useful information as well as links to other sources to get even more information. And then there are patient support groups for those with the diagnosis that can provide useful stories for people to learn from.
Yeah, and one of the things I want to make sure that we get this out there, and you said it, you mentioned it, because we have a lot of people listening in coastal areas. While it happens throughout the United States, 7 out of 10, is that right, of all NTM infections occur in coastal areas?
That is correct.
Wow.
Some of that may be related to there's a greater awareness in those areas, and so people are looking for it more. But there is a strong suggestion that it might be related to climate. And so where you have a lot of water, you have a greater potential of having these bacteria.
Yeah, and we said this, but it's worth mentioning again, because we have a lot of different people that are listening to us, a lot of different age groups. Who seems to be the most prevalent for it?
It's the conditions that are at greater risk for those with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, like COPD, or emphysema, bronchiectasis, cystic fibrosis, immune deficiencies, and we tend to make the diagnosis in older patients. Most of the patients are over the age of 65.
Yeah. For you, and last question, Doc, as you see this, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty hopeful. Obviously, it's about awareness and getting that out. So if somebody does detect this and they go through what we just talked about, there's a great chance that they can knock this out, right? It's about being aware and getting checked out and all of that.
Yes, it is. We believe that in those patients who would benefit from treatment, obviously the earlier we could institute that therapy would be best. And since historically many of these patients have gone long periods of time before the diagnosis is made, that's why we're trying to get the awareness up.
Yes, so pay attention and pass this interview on. People listening, Dr. Patrick Flume, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, and as we let the doctor slip away, I just want to emphasize this again because it was really interesting talking to him. As I said, that statistic, you know, I'm all about numbers. 7 out of 10 of all NTM infections occur in those coastal areas, and many of you are listening to us there, and you heard what he said, who's at risk, COPD, people that already have conditions, et cetera, especially. And NTM lung disease cases are increasing by 8% each year in the U.S., so raising awareness, and the reason for this interview, of course, is to raise awareness of the risk, and it's so, so important. And I think the great thing that Dr. Patrick Flume told us is ways that you can be cautious and try to avoid putting yourself in certain situations where this could occur. So pay attention to the risk factors, and symptoms, and then what you can do about it to try to protect yourself from being in those situations where this could occur and could be a possibility. So hang with us. Much more coming up down the road.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration hopes to reach a peace deal with the Taliban despite canceling secret talks to be held at Camp David. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday that the Taliban suddenly killed 12 people.
We'd made real progress, but in the end, the Taliban overreached. They forgot that America's always going to protect its interests, that the Commander Resolute Support and the NATO forces there are still at this heart. Killed over 1,000 Taliban just in the last 10 days.
A third Republican is challenging President Trump in the 2020 race for the White House. Former South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford.
It's not personal, but it is indicative of the way that the president makes too many things personal. I mean, think about this. My voting record was more than 90% with the president. 90%. Now, I love my brothers and sisters, but I don't agree with them 90%.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
So I decided to bump the mailbag to this segment because I thought it was so important, especially as we're talking about the health of our lungs when I was mentioning e-cigarettes. But I had a great conversation with Patrick Flume about what we don't know about our lungs and things that have been uncovered and some of the miraculous things, I think miraculous things, that have happened as medicine has advanced. So I wanted you to hear Patrick first, and I wanted to go to the mailbag because we definitely got a ton of mail on Dorian and also on vaping. On that note, Kate Delaney from Tampa, heading to our special mailbag segment. And this first one, Hal says, Hal, that's a couple times you've emailed us. I appreciate that. That's why I'm giving you a little love, Hal. Hal listens to us and our new affiliate in Tucson. Hal says, Kate, it scares me to death to hear about vaping. I have a son who likes to vape, and it's good because he's a little anxious, and I think it keeps him calm. And now I'm scared to death that this could be the absolute wrong thing for him. What do you think I should do? Well, don't panic and find out what's in what he is vaping and how much he's vaping and educate yourself. And we're educating people on vaping and finding out more about it. It's interesting how you say about your son and anxiety. I have a friend. He swears by it, too. He says it keeps him from smoking cigarettes. He has a thing about having that in his hand. It makes him feel good. And he's gotten a lot
calmer, I guess. So I don't know that we just throw everything out, and I certainly didn't say that, but it is about the mixtures, I believe, because of what I found out, because of what's being reported and what doctors are saying. You got to educate yourself, right? Knowledge is power. There's no question about that, but thanks for that email. Let's go to, Jeffrey. Jeffrey says, Kate, do you feel like the luckiest woman on earth that you had a gig in Tampa, you got to take the show with you to Tampa, you get to speak and see your family, and you weren't knocked out by that witch Dorian? I feel like I won the lottery, absolutely. I was watching when it first came up, and I thought, some of the maps I saw mostly was, of course, the East Coast, but then there would be big swaths that looked like it could swing to the West, because, you know, Mother Nature can do what Mother Nature's going to do, and things can change with a hurricane. We have great monitoring systems or tropical storms that then become hurricanes. But yeah, absolutely, because I was kind of on standby. A lot of flights were being canceled, but all of them were pretty much on the West Coast. There were some in Tampa, but not very many. It was mostly Miami, Orlando. And when you travel, you know that's how it is. But I had radio equipment with me, and yeah, I was a little worried, but I do feel good. And I get to see my nephew, and there's nothing greater than that. So I get to be with my brother and sister-in-law and nephew and aunt. I get to see them after I speak, and on the weekend when I'm not, when I have a few minutes to breathe. So thanks. How about Philip? Philip asks, Kate, I'm watching the storm, and I really feel for the people of the Bahamas. After you talked about being so shocked by the video and having been there and seeing what it looked like, and now that the pictures get worse and the death toll goes up, I guess when you live on an island like that, you know that there is always that potential because you're so exposed. It's the yin and yang of living in paradise. Well, I couldn't say it better. When you live on an island, it's like the people in the United States, many of you listening to us, you live in these great coastal areas. I love the water. It's peaceful. There's something calming to me about being on the water. I like to be in boats. I even like to drop a fishing line once in a while. So I get it. I mean, there's gorgeous views, having your, cup of joe in the morning. But you know that you do risk some exposure. But isn't life about that? You live in California, mudslides, fires. They also get earthquakes. I mean, we could pick apart the great and the horrible things about living in certain regions. But yes, if you live in New Orleans, you're in a bowl. If you live on the Gulf Coast, you also run the same risk. I'm on an island right now, and heavy rains, and guess what? It floods. I was never so shocked as one time I was visiting my family, and they live right across from downtown Tampa, and I opened the blinds, like I was going to make up the story, I'm not good at that, but I opened the blinds and I look out and somebody was water skiing down the street because the water had gotten high enough, and I thought, you have to be kidding me. I mean, never did I think I would witness that. So yeah, absolutely. How about Jason? Jason says, thank goodness you brought back Nail the Score. I've been an avid listener, and I always wanted to participate in Nail the Score. If I don't call you next time around, I promise you I will send you an email. Yes, next Wednesday into Thursday, we'll be doing the Nail the Score thing, the game of the week. I'll pick it out, and then you, get to call in. Don't have to know anything about football. It's a fun, cool, contesty segment we do. You pick the winner. Who do you think the winner is going to be? And tell us what the final scores you think will be, and you may win. Sweet! I like contests. I used to listen to a morning show when I was a kid. I want to say it was George Michael. And they had funny contests, and they did serious news and talked about all kinds of things, but the contests were really quite creative, I have to say. So Nail the Score, that's all it's about. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. You call up or send me an email during that segment. You pick a winner and the score. Pam says, Kate, it's really fun to listen to you in your other parts of the country, and I'm wondering what Tampa's like. What's your favorite thing to eat in Tampa, and what's your favorite beach? Okay, easy and easy. Cuban sandwich, lots of calories. It means I have to ride a bike.
but it's great. They make them excellent. It's pressed, and it's basically sort of like ham and cheese. If you've never had one, and you're any place where they make a decent Cuban, get it, try it. I think you'll like it. And there's different versions of it too. They even have it, you know, a pork version of it. Favorite beach is easy and tough at the same time. I like Madeira Beach. It's great. Fishing boats come in. You can go out and fish. It's just a little strip of heaven. We got a lot of those, and around the country, no less. But I would say Madeira. I would also say Clearwater. Clearwater is a big beach, but it's a fun place to go. And like its name says, it's Clearwater. So thanks for that question. How about Larry? Larry says this to all of us. Hi, Kate and listeners of America Tonight. You know, this thing with China and the tariffs is getting scary. You mentioned you were in Iowa and you saw what was going on with some of the farmers. You had some quick conversations coincidentally when you were there, and many of them worried about what was coming next. And you certainly see soybeans have practically been wiped out, and that's tough. You go from the top of the mountain feeling pretty good, feeding your family and having to do all the work on a farm, and then you're in survival mode. But that's the way it can be. However, I think China and the U.S. will solve its crisis. Well, solving the crisis means the tariffs, the back and forth tariffs, and going a little bit deeper economically on that. If China is willing to bend a little bit, I'm going to say bend a little bit, and the president, I think, will play ball. He wants to see the economy strong. I mean, if I'm running for president, what's in your wallet? You know, you got to feed your family, you got to keep a roof over your head. If you're solo, same thing. The bills don't stop. Oh, the economy's not good. You don't have to pay your electric. That mortgage you were paying off, don't worry about it. Wouldn't that be great? We just freeze everything, like go back in history almost in a time machine. It's frozen. But that doesn't happen. And so therefore the farmers, all that they invest in the crops and everything else, they get stuck with the surplus crops in some cases. And so that's been the biggest problem for them. Then we have Jer, who wants to know, Kate, your favorite football team, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? What do you think is going to happen this year? I think you got a couple of teams. If I have to look into my broken crystal ball, who could be on that path? Look at the Green Bay. Well, I'm not going to say Green Bay Packers. Look at the Rams possibly getting back. What's going to happen on the road to that with the New Orleans Saints? How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They could be what I call the curveball. I like Bruce Arians. I think I said this on another show. He's that cool, tough but warm football coach that people like to play for, guys like to play for. I've heard that from several. And I like their schedule. Patriots, I don't think, repeat. I mean, I know there's fans in New England listening to us, but it's tough to do the repeat thing. They've done it once. It was in the early 2000s. But I think it's tough for them, for any football team, to do that. So I'm not going to say Patriots. The Kansas City Chiefs, wow, Pat Mahomes, we saw what he was like last year, and now he's in his sophomore season, so feeling even more comfortable at the helm. And I like the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid, who frustrated me to no ends at Philadelphia, has done a really fine job in Kansas City. So I'm kind of going that direction. And hey, I know this is another, you know, who's going to win the NFC East? Could it be the Dallas Cowboys? They just signed Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry did, to a contract that's going to yield him $100 million. Hopefully he's super motivated. You still have youth on that team, and you got strength. And even the leadership, in a sense, of Jason Witten coming back is important for the Dallas Cowboys, so I would throw that into the mix. So for everybody listening to the show, if you want to reach out to me on anything, throw in your two cents, you can do that simply by sending me an email at America I'm not America Tonight. At it used to be that, but then the website would confuse people. So we changed it to KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. In fact, there's even a playback where you can hit it, and you can listen back to some of the stuff that you've missed on the show. So go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on Contact, and you are in, my friends, just like that. Hey, Noah Sykin joins us next from IBM. Talked to him right before the Open. I've been watching the Open, and it's cool the technology they're using. And we talk about it, especially with football season coming up and upon us right now. So stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody knows my love for the U.S. Open and obviously sports. I was a tennis player, and I got a chance to, and I have my whole career, go to the U.S. Open and interview so many of the players. So it's so exciting for me to have on this show Noah Sykin. He's the VP of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. And we're talking about the kickoff of the U.S. Open and just in general when you look at sports and AI and, you know, what's the impact of AI technology on the future of sports. So, Noah, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
having me, Kate. It's great to be here.
So IBM, of course, cutting edge, always a leader when we talk about technology. We know there's so much data, there's so much information, especially if we talk about the U.S. Open for a minute and all the different courts and all the numbers that are being crunched. And to me, that was what was so powerful, because I could go live, whether it was TV or radio, and man, because of you guys and because of technology, I had information at my fingertips. And so that's the idea for the sports fan, I'm assuming, right?
You know, it's really presenting the event to fans around the world in the most compelling way possible. That's really what the goal of the USTA is, or really sports organizations overall. They have this these fantastic athletes coming, and we really think about how we help them tell their story, and most importantly, how we help them get their hands around all the data that's being generated these days and put it right at people's fingertips, as you mentioned, Kate.
Yes, so that'd be interesting to look at. Obviously, you're at the forefront of this. What kinds of technologies are changing the fan experience, and how's that happening?
Sure. So artificial intelligence is really what we focus on a lot. And if you think about sports, there's all kinds of data being generated, tons of data, all the scoring data, all the data from the matches themselves, but there's also all the supplemental data, the video, right? And so we think about how do we bring artificial intelligence to bear to get our hands around that data. So at the U.S. Open, as an example, we're doing highlight clipping powered by artificial intelligence. We've taught Watson, our artificial intelligence, all about the game of tennis, what a break point is, what an ace is, really understanding that. We've taught Watson to listen for the crowd cheers. We've taught Watson to watch the player gestures, the fist pump, the smile, the frown, and we literally score every single point based on the overall excitement of that point. And then we allow the USTA to actually identify those most exciting points, those most pivotal points, and push those out to their fans through social media, through the official U.S. Open platforms, to get that content to fans around the world as quickly as possible and beat the competition.
Wow, I love that. And what a great way to differentiate, and especially with the use of social media, because as you know, that's so impactful. There's no question about it. And I imagine when you sit down, I mean, how exciting is that? When you sit down, I'm just picturing you in this boardroom with like whiteboards all over the place. What can we throw up against it? What's that like to sit there and think, what can we do that's different and take this technology and meld it? What are those meetings like?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting. Probably one of the more exciting things is when we actually uncover a new insight for our clients or for the sporting event. So, for example, you know, some of these sporting events never thought about using the crowd noise as a data input to generate a highlight. And so those moments of discovery where somebody's learned something, where they've learned something about, oh, I have some data here that I can work with that I've never used before, for me, those are the most exciting points. Might be a little bit geeky for some of those fans out there, but it's that moment of discovery that excites me the most.
Yeah, so we're talking about the U.S. Open, of course, but with upcoming sports like the NFL, et cetera, what other sporting events is IBM partnering with, and where can fans experience it?
Yeah, so exactly. The NFL football season is right around the corner, and we've been working with ESPN to bring AI into the fantasy football application that over 10 million people play with ESPN. And so we've taught Watson football. We've taught him what a fumble is, what an injury is, and all those dimensions of football over literally hundreds of millions sources of information. And then every single night, Watson goes out and reads about all the players, all the almost 2,000 players in the NFL, and supplements the ESPN fantasy football projections with AI-powered insights. And so players who use the ESPN app will go and they'll see boom projections or bust projections each week for every single player. And so we think that's an exciting new tool that ESPN players can leverage. And again, uncovering new kinds of insights for our partners is really what excites us.
Yeah. We're speaking with Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. And, you know, I guess the sky's the limit when you think of what's next. What do you think the future is of sports and technology? I think it's boundless. What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, we see coaches and players really wanting to tap into all of the same technology. So I just mentioned the organizations that use them, whether it's ESPN or the USTA, but the coaches want to use them. They spend so much time time in front of a video editing board. They want to get out there and actually coach the players. And so they're tapping into our tools. We've created the coach advisor for USTA coaches and actually looked at some new dimensions of data. Watson and our artificial intelligence actually measures how fast the players run, how fast they stop, how fast they start, and the physiological load it places on their body. And then we're correlating it to their actual performance on the court. And so to your question, it's the coaches and players who are now trying to figure out how they're going to win more and how they're actually going to spend more time coaching and less time in video editing rooms.
Wow. So for you, when you go to a party, now, are you the most popular guy at the party because the Masters, U.S. Open tennis, we haven't even talked entertainment, Tony Awards, et cetera. Does everybody want to cozy up to Noah and say, please, Noah, I need tickets?
Yeah, well, I do get a fair amount of that, but, you know, a lot of our events are on the weekends, so maybe I miss a couple of the parties that are happening on the weekend.
I love that. So for everybody listening, where can they go to get more information?
They can go to ibm.com/sports, and they can learn all about what we just talked about and probably a couple of future-oriented things as well.
All right, I love it. Noah, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Kay. Appreciate it.
Wow, somebody who is a sports fan, as all of you know, and somebody who's covered sports, it is really interesting when we talk about technology and what's happening with technology and, you know, what the future looks like. And I particularly like that Noah talked about the coaches are excited, the players are excited about it, because that even turns it in a much different direction. But the impact on the fan experience, and especially when you think of, as he was talking about, tennis and points and crowd reaction. And then when you make the leap to fantasy football and the fact that you've got so much data there, there's so much information. You take millions of documents related to fantasy football, and that means like blog posts, videos, podcast, news articles, and then you put it together for ESPN, how brilliant, in the ESPN Fantasy Football app, because that can give you even more material to peruse to try to make some of your decisions when you make roster moves, which, of course, that happens with waiver wire stuff, etc., and that's a big part of fantasy football. So technology, especially there, you want to talk about the fan experience, and that is the fan of fantasy football and all that information. It's brilliant when you look at IBM. But I'm just thinking in my head, listening, as somebody who's been in the crowds, listening to the sounds of the crowd and then the players' gestures and especially their emotions on their face. Because you look at key moments when there's match points. You know, Serena Williams is a great example of that. Somebody who has fended off I don't know how many match points. Imagine really seeing that moment and what a highlight that would be like. And certainly along with other players, because of the way that game goes. And there's so much that I think with technology they'll be able to bring to the fan even that much better. And, you know, some of what IBM is looking at and evolving the game is soccer with the Women's World Cup, basketball with the Toronto Raptors, race car drive, wow, and other sports where, again, it's feeling like you're part of it, I think, that is next level. So next level is not being one layer closer to what it is that a player's feeling or what you think they're feeling by looking at facial gestures, etc. I think that paints even a broader picture, I guess, or a more intimate picture, I think, is the way to say it. So we appreciate talking to Noah Sykin. It'll be wild to see that unfold, because I'll get a chance to check some of that out when I stop by the U.S. Open. So thank you so much for listening to this version of America Tonight. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas.
riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.